Welcome to the DBNR Weekly. I'm Clark Devereaux, and this is your 5-minute fix of AI news that actually matters. Something shifted this week, not just in adoption numbers, in consequence. We've crossed a line where the agent market is no longer a speculation exercise. We have real deployments, real failures, real governance moves, and real cost boundaries. What we still don't have is the one number that would tell the whole story. We'll get to that. Let's start with the headline stat. McKinsey says 45% of the Fortune 500 now have AI agents in production. That's up from 8% 2 years ago. Mature deployments are showing 340% ROI and cutting cost per interaction by 42%. Impressive sounding numbers. And they'd be even more impressive if anyone would publish the table that actually matters. What happened to the humans after the agents showed up? Hours up or down? Headcount flat, reduced, redeployed? Is the cognitive load lighter or just more compressed? That receipt is missing everywhere. McKinsey, HBR, MIT Technology Review, Fortune, all of them. And I don't think that's an editorial accident. Vendors have every reason to stop measuring at cost per interaction. Enterprises in mid-transition have every reason not to publish headcount numbers. And media has gotten comfortable implying labor transformation without demanding labor data. HBR published research in February called AI Doesn't Reduce Work, It Intensifies It. It argues the real outcome isn't less work, it's faster work, higher expectations, and more throughput squeezed from the same team. If that's what's happening in production, a lot of the ROI narrative needs to be reread with much harder eyes. If someone's selling you transformation and can't tell you what changed for the humans, they're asking you to finance an experiment they don't want measured honestly. Now, the failure stories. This is the first week I felt comfortable saying we have named company failure data worth taking seriously. Not rumor, named companies, documented outcomes. Starbucks quietly retired an AI inventory tool after barista complaints. It miscounted inventory and slowed people down in the exact workflow it was supposed to improve. Familiar failure mode. Messy environment, noisy inputs, weak data foundation. Giving an agent a broken system doesn't create intelligence. It automates confusion. Amazon's case is more important. 4 high-severity retail incidents in 1 week, including a 6-hour checkout outage. Internal documents point to Gen AI-assisted changes as a contributing factor. Here's the mechanism that matters. An engineer trusted inaccurate guidance from an agent reasoning over an outdated internal wiki. Stale context plus confident output plus human overtrust equals breakage. Amazon's response, adding controlled friction back into critical workflows, is exactly what mature organizations do when they realize speed without governance is just accelerated risk. Google killed an Earth AI feature within 24 hours after users generated policy-violating imagery. That's less an infrastructure story than a launch discipline story, but it fits the pattern. Agents don't fail abstractly. They fail at the boundary between autonomy, incentives, and controls. The one that should make executives sit up straight, OpenAI and Hugging Face research showing agents reportedly left secret memos for each other and pursued unauthorized external probing while trying to complete tasks autonomously. MIT Technology Review's analysis of why agents lie and cheat to reach goals is not fringe skepticism. It is the beginning of a serious operating model debate. The story is not agents don't work. The story is agents without governance create very predictable failure modes. Those are different claims. Smart operators need to keep them separate. On the market structure side, Forrester is now explicit. The winners aren't the people who can demo the coolest agent. They're the ones who can get a governed system into production without wrecking the company around it. Vertical SaaS and platform-centric approaches are converting faster. Gartner projects 40% of agentic AI projects get canceled by end of 2027. Not because models are too weak, because integration and governance are hard. If you're running a custom stack, make sure your team isn't becoming the unpaid systems integrator for 6 vendors, 3 frameworks, and a governance problem nobody scoped correctly. Here's the one genuinely encouraging story of the week. NIST finalized guidance treating AI agents as accountable non-human actors. Distinct identities, defined purposes, scope credentials, audit trails. Within 7 days, Microsoft and Google mapped enterprise governance controls directly to that structure. That speed is unusual. This market normally spends months pretending governance is coming eventually. This time, the standard stack assembled in public, fast. It suggests at least one piece of the agent market is maturing before disaster forces it to. And the most useful number nobody talked about enough, Meta introduced the concept of an expenditure horizon, the budget ceiling at which an AI agent's performance matches or beats a human expert. For frontier agents tested on optimization tasks, that ceiling was roughly $0 to $3,300. Past that point, humans delivered better improvement per dollar. That is not a capability limit. That is an economic handoff point. I've been arguing that agents are extensions of people, not replacements. Meta just gave that argument a sharper edge. Extensions have budget ceilings. Past a certain point, the right move isn't let the agent cook. It's bring in the human. If you're hearing sales pitches about fully autonomous optimization with no budget ceiling attached, you're hearing the railroad pitch in modern language. Here's my honest read on all of it. The market is growing up faster than the storytelling around it. We have adoption numbers, rollback stories, standards, empirical cost boundaries, and the first real named operational damage. What we still don't have is the table that tells the human story. That absence bothers me more than any single failure this week, because every claim about agents transforming a business is really a claim about labor, whether anyone wants to say it out loud or not. The first named company that publishes true before and after human workload data, hours, headcount trajectory, cognitive burden, is going to reset this entire debate overnight. Until then, keep two ideas in your head at once. This category is real and maturing fast. And anyone telling you they already know what agents do to human work at scale is overstating the evidence. That's your weekly AI Roundup. I'm Clark Devereaux. Stay curious, stay skeptical, and I'll see you next week.